We know our number two, and it's not the person we thought it was, Steve Jones.
We?
Well, you may have, but we out on the outside from 30,000 feet may not have. You probably knew.
Let me look at my game chart for a moment. I've got on my game chart 14-1 and 15 listed as two. How did I come up with that? All right.
So what happened?
I mean, what happened? This week, he's two. Next week, maybe it's somebody else.
No, but I mean, it's obviously a good sign if he made a lot of strides like that during fall camp. I mean, I don't know. What did you see that maybe led to that decision? It's a good thing, I think, for Penn State going forward, you know, to have that confidence there already for him. I'm just curious to
Let me just tell you what he's done. I'm not going to get into anybody else, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Except, although I'll get into Bo a little bit, because they're same thing with Bo. Drew Aller and Bo Prabula both came in the spring. Both of them had to go through an ability to cut their teeth in the offense, know where people are supposed to be. You're thinking a lot, and you try to do the best you can. There's no pressure on either one of them. Neither one is starting, okay? Well, just by having the spring, and I saw this with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons in the spring when he was a freshman was feeling his way out playing linebacker. And you know, I'm not talking out of turn here. I said that on the show.
That's right.
Okay. The Micah Parsons I then saw in training camp, I sat back and went, now you can see that the tumblers are falling into place, and now he's playing more instinctively. Same thing with the two quarterbacks, Drew Aller and Bo Prabula. After cutting their teeth, learning it, terminology, where are people supposed to be, thinking their way through it, now in this camp, because they already had the spring and they've been doing their off-season work, both of them, and now Drew in particular being named as the number two in this particular week, they've been out there just playing ball. And they haven't had to think their way through it. And when you have the ability to do that, and it's instinctive, and you know where the receiver's supposed to be, you know what the protection's supposed to be, you have a better feel for all that, there's no guesswork anymore, you can play more like yourself and be more comfortable. And both Drew and Bo have done that. And I think that's, you know, a big part of it. That really, I mean, the fact that they could both get here early opened the door for both of them. And then, of course, Drew now listed as the two for this week. Right? I knew when he said it, I was like, well, here it goes. It's the only thing anybody's going to talk about.
And there you go. But all that all makes sense, though.
It's the only thing people are going to talk about. Right? That's all people are going to talk about.
Yep.
Like, okay. But he's a play away, so time to get ready. But he is ready. So at least in practice he is.
And what you just said is basically verbatim to what Jair Brown said today during his media availability. He said Drew went from trying to do high school quarterback-like things or high school-level decisions to now he looks like a professional quarterback. So that makes sense.
I mean, he's got, I mean, again, and it's all comfort. You're not guessing. It's the worst thing you can do. Okay, that's the right read. Okay, I'll throw it there. Like, okay. Here comes a pressure. Okay, I got to react to that. Instead of now, it's got the snap, boom. No, I need to go. Oh, they're going to bring pressure there. Okay, that's the hot read there. I got it. You know, okay, boom. They did this. Their umbrella, fine. I've got options. First, second, third option, boom. You know, he's more comfortable doing that. Now, he's never done it in a game. But, you know, I'm not going to talk out of turn here. I talked to Drew's parents. Oh, which practice were they at? Was it 10 days ago, maybe? 10 days ago? It was a Saturday, so it was 9 days ago. And, you know, and I would have told Bo's parents the same thing, by the way. I said, I put my hands together. I said, where Drew was in the spring, and then I separated and moved my right hand way up. I said, and where he is now, I said, it's like that. And I would have told Bo's parents the same thing, by the way. Okay?
It's really good.
Yeah, but you got to do it in game. I mean...
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, it's a step at a time. And it's not exactly like he's going against a shabby defense. But you still have to do it, as I always refer to it, as when the money's on the table. I assume on social media it's the only thing people are talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's the lead story from today.
No, it's the only thing people are talking about. There are 5,000 other decisions that need to be made, but that's the only one people are talking about.
Pretty much.
And he's not starting. Okay. just thought I'd mention that.
Well, I think the reason why people are talking about it a lot is I think I saw the stat today from 2018 to since 2018, there's been at least one game where the starting quarterback for Penn State's either been hurt or benched. So you've seen the backup.
Sure.
I've seen that referenced a lot today.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, that happens with everybody. Did C.J. Stroud play every game last year?
No.
No, didn't. Right? It happens. I mean, did Mac Jones have to fill in for Tua Tagovailoa? Yep. Right? Had to. Did they bench Jalen Hurts for Tua Tagovailoa? Yep. How am I doing so far?
Exactly.
He came in with a lot of hype. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the fact he came in with a lot of hype, okay. Fine.
That's definitely part of it.
Okay. Well, now you're sitting there like going, okay. Here we go. He gets the play. And that is... I didn't say he gets the play. It's not, that's I did not mean to say he gets the play. He's not playing. Unless something dramatic happens. But he's a play away. And now, to his credit, he has now become the most popular guy in the state. Without ever throwing a pass. He is now the single most popular guy on the Penn State football roster.
Yes, sir.